USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Listen up if you drive a Kia. USA's Chris Barnes has details on a safety alert from the car maker.
The safety alert for Kia drivers says some vehicles could catch fire even if the engine is off. The risk is apparently so high, owners are being told to park their Kia outside a garage and away from all structures. The company says water can get into a brake computer and cause an electrical short, and Kia says there have been 7 such fires so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her post as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine after an alleged smear campaign by President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani, has signed a book deal. Yovanovitch was a key witness and a figure in the House inquiry that led to President Donald Trump's attempted impeachment. The book is scheduled to be published in the spring of 2021. Financial terms were not disclosed, but people familiar with the deal told the Associated Press the agreement was worth over 7 figures. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican congressman promised Julian Assange he would get a presidential pardon if he turned over information on the Russians. With that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
French members of the European defense team of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange are planning to ask President Emmanuel Macron to grant their client asylum in France. Assange is currently in a London jail awaiting the start of full hearings next week on a U.S. extradition request. His lawyers said that Assange deserves asylum in France because he has children there.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wished to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commissioned report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a football coach. In a phone interview, Jay Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.